Hello, my name is Robert Chen. I'm an assistant professor at the City of Hope Medical Center. I'm reporting live from the 12th ICML meeting in Lugano, Switzerland. Today, I want to speak to you about reduced intensity allogeneic transplant in Hodgkin lymphoma. My research is titled Brentuximab vedotin enables successful reduced intensity allogeneic transplant in relapsed refractory Hodgkin lymphoma. Salvage chemotherapy plus autologous stem cell transplant can cure about 50% of patients with relapsed Hodgkin lymphoma. Unfortunately, for the other 50% of the patients, their treatment options are limited to palliative care. Reduced intensity allogeneic transplant has been used in this setting. However, due to the lack of disease control prior to transplant, its efficacy has been low. The progression-free survival at 2 years has been reported from 22% to 32%, and that's a pretty low number. Brentuximab vedotin is a new antibody drug conjugate that was FDA approved in 2011. It has an overall response rate of 73% and a CR rate of 32%. We looked at how this agent can help reduce intensity allo transplant in this setting. My research was a collaboration between City of Hope and the Fred Hutch Cancer Center. It was a retrospective analysis of consecutive patients with relapsed refractory Hodgkin lymphoma treated with brentuximab vedotin and then went on to receive a reduced intensity allo transplant from 2008 to 2011. We want to look at the efficacy and the toxicity of reduced intensity allogeneic transplant following brentuximab vedotin. The eligibility criteria for our study were simple. Patient had to be 18 or greater. They had to have received brentuximab vedotin. They had to have relapsed refractory Hodgkin lymphoma. They also had to have a normal organ functions adequate for a transplant and also had donors available. Out of a total of 19 patients, 15 were treated at City of Hope and 4 were treated at Fred Hutch. 18 of them had received prior autologous stem cell transplant. The median number of prior regimen was 5. 7 of the patients had received a MASH-related transplant, 9 had a MASH-unrelated, and 3 patients received a haploidentical transplant. Majority of the patients received fludarabine and melphalan as a conditioning regimen. Majority of the patients had received fludarabine and melphalan as their conditioning regimen. 3 patients received fludarabine, Cytoxan, and TBI as their conditioning regimen. About 80% of patients were transplanted in CR or PR. With a median follow-up of about 25 months, our 2-year overall survival was about 80%, and the 2-year PFS was about 60%. The non-relapse mortality was about 12%. When we separated groups into patient transplant in CR versus patient transplanted not in CR, the 2-year PFS was 72% for patients in CR versus 54% for patients not in CR. The p-value was not significant because of our low number of patients. With respect to engraftment, the median number of days to engraft on the white blood cell was 14 days, and the median number of days to engraft platelets was 14 days as well. There was no mortality at the day 100 mark, also no graft failures. About 25% of patients had developed acute GVHD, and 75% of patients had developed chronic GVHD. All in all, these numbers are very similar to the numbers with our traditional allogeneic transplant method. In conclusion, our study does show that brentuximab vedotin enables successful reduced intensity allo transplant in relapsed and refractory Hodgkin lymphoma. Thank you for joining me for this session reported to you live from the 12th ICML meeting. Please be sure to view the other highlights from this meeting. Thank you.